Society is changing, and there's been an extraordinary shift in its point of view. You'd be surprised how this perspective has influenced almost every area of our culture. From government to entertainment, science to the arts, education and media have all been affected. It's also a threat to true Christianity. What is it? New Age spirituality. Are you familiar with it? What does it have to do with you? It will affect your life. Stay tuned to Beyond Today as we discuss New Age, Old Hoax.
Join our host, Steve Myers, on Beyond Today.
What do the Age of Aquarius, the occult, Eastern mysticism, and higher consciousness all have in common? They form the basis for what has become known as the New Age movement. New Age spirituality is not just a religious movement. It's also a social one, a way of looking at life, a blend of many ancient and modern philosophies and religions. The effects are all around you. Did you know it shows up in human potential seminars, alternative holistic health practices, and even some school curriculums? Why is the New Age dangerous? It's heresy. It directly goes against the teachings of your Bible. The movement mingles many different beliefs and practices and adds on influences from formal religion. It flies in the face of your Creator God. Let's notice why. First, it's a philosophy that's derived from astrology. God warns you not to be taken in by hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ. A central idea is that man is on the verge of an age of spirituality, bliss, and harmony of all things, and it will come from within man. That's why it's called the New Age. All that's needed for this new wonderful age is already within mankind. But wait a minute. That is just not true. Just look at the world around you. It's obvious that God was right when he said, "Man's heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked." Most of the New Age beliefs are combinations of Gnosticism and the occult. Now, what am I talking about? Gnosticism is an ancient philosophy that believes man's unconscious self is divine essence. It's by being enlightened or through initiation into secret doctrine that you become conscious of this true self. But wait a second. This opposes what the true God says. We're not already divine. God reveals his truth. It doesn't come by contemplation or initiation or enlightenment. Truth comes by the revelation of God. God calls you to his way. He reveals it to you. Can you see the difference? Do you understand the deception? Now, the occult refers to various theories, various practices and rituals based on mysterious knowledge, mostly knowledge about the world of spirits and unknown forces of the universe. So common practices of the occult are clearly and strongly condemned throughout Scripture. God says, "Let no one be found among you who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, or casts spells, or who is a medium or spiritist, or who consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord." God tells you these things, they're to help you. They're to help live a life that's positive and productive. He wants to help guide you to true success. Yet today, how trendy has witchcraft, consulting the dead, mediums, and astrology become? Just turn on the TV or watch a recent movie and you'll see these New Age themes glamorized. Isn't that an indication how far we've moved away from the true God's sure support? Think about it for a moment. Does man have the knowledge or the insight or even the ability to bring about spirituality, harmony, and an ideal society? No. History is your evidence. Is spiritism the answer? Can a modern revival of ancient religious traditions and practices change your world to a better place? Can man find that enlightenment within himself? Now, that may sound hopeful. It may sound promising. But the fact is, the New Age is just repackaged phony religion. Your Bible says that you need God's direction in your life. You can't save yourself. The Bible tells us that salvation is the gift of God. So are you susceptible to the lie? If you think that everything exists is of one essence and all you need is the God that's already within you, you've bought into the old hoax. Do you remember the story of the Garden of Eden? Now, it's not just a trivial children's story. Look at the amazing lesson here. In Genesis 3, we're told the story of Satan influencing Eve. She says to the serpent, "We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, 'You shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.'" Then the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Did you catch the significance? Did you notice the fraud? Satan, the devil, begins by questioning God's instruction, denying His word, His authority, and His rule. Now here's the ancient connection to the New Age. The devil claims that by obtaining secret or mysterious wisdom by eating that fruit, man can be enlightened and will be like God. Outrageous! You see, this idea didn't die with Adam and Eve. These false ideas were spread through ancient mysticism, magic, and the mystery religions of the Chaldeans, the Egyptians, and the Babylonians. If you don't believe me, you can look it up in your history books or Google mystery religion on the web. You'll be amazed at the similarities to today's New Age thinking. Now let's be specific. This wrong philosophy was carried into more modern times by transcendentalists like Thoreau, Emerson, and Wordsworth. If we move up to the 1960s, where do we find it? Godly values were challenged by the revival of Eastern mysticism. This is illustrated in the Beatles' relationship with the Maharishi. Do you remember the magical mystery tour? Ancient paganism found popularity in transcendental meditation, yoga, and of course, rock. Listen to the lyrics of some of the songs of the era. So by the time we get to the 1980s, Shirley MacLaine's books and television movies gave the New Age movement even more popular exposure and momentum. Do you realize Bible prophecy tells us that this same influence will continue to grow? And the ultimate result of man denying God is not world peace. It's not utopia. It's not inner fulfillment. Ancient mysterious false concepts will take the form of a powerful world religion, a religion that will threaten you and your beliefs. God describes for us in Revelation chapter 17, verse 3, a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy. And on her forehead, a name was written: Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abominations of the earth. Do you see the connection? Mystery Babylon. That's the New Age wrapped in an old hoax. This woman is the epitome of the New Age, a false church, a wrong philosophy that's an affront to the one true God. God foretells us this one world religion appearing to be good and right, like the fruit in the garden, and yet it turns out to be evil and wicked, an absolute abomination. Now, how is the groundwork for this movement being set today? What can you do about it? How will it affect you? We'll discuss that next. Stay with us.
Who is behind the universe? By what power is everything made that we see? Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632 or go to beyondtoday.tv for your free copy of Who is God? Get a complete and logical picture of who God is by tracing what He says about Himself throughout the Bible. Follow God's conversations with Abraham, Moses, David, Isaiah, and Daniel. Read where to find in the Bible Jesus' descriptions of God and who He Himself was sent from heaven to reveal the Father who had not been known. See the astonishing connection between God and yourself and grasp your limitless potential to partake of God's own nature. Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go to beyondtoday.tv for your free copy of Who is God?
What's the fastest growing alternative belief system in the country? The New Age movement. Do you recognize it? Despite its popularity, the New Age is hard to define. It includes a variety of beliefs, fads, and practices. There's no particular creed or single organization to join. So it's more of a movement with great diversity and different causes, including politics, astrology, holistic health, and education. Now here's the interesting part. New Agers share a vision of a time of enlightenment and harmony, a time of change, a time of world government, and the end of war, disease, hunger, pollution, and poverty. People's allegiance to their nation or tribe will be replaced by a concern for the entire world and its people. What could be wrong with that? It's not based on truth. This movement is centered in self, believing all you need is within. You don't need a savior. You become your own God. Who needs Jesus? You don't need a heavenly father either. There's no sin. There's no need to repent. Good will come about by man's own efforts, and since they believe all is God and that all is one. So whether it's Mother Earth or the stars or all of nature too, that can be worshipped as God. Yet this is outright perversion of fact. Listen, the word of the one true God tells us in Romans 1:25, they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. Now, do you see the trickery? It sounds good, it sounds religious, yet it's a counterfeit. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness. So don't be duped. This New Age way of thinking is all around us. You've heard the terms astrology, bioenergy, higher consciousness, karma, nirvana, reincarnation, tarot, Wicca, and Zen. All of these encapsulate New Age propaganda, and they're a forgery of the authentic worship of the true God. So how widespread is it? Have you been influenced? Let's see. Do you know what the percentage of Americans who believe in astrology is? 29%. One in three, almost. Now, what about reincarnation? More than one in five accept it. Now, remember, the New Age thinker has these concepts where they believe in mysticism, an inner awakening that goes beyond reasoning or intellectual comprehension. So now, do you believe someone could read your mind? 31% do. How about communicating with the dead? 21% accept it as true. Now imagine allowing a spirit to enter your body and speak through it. That's called channeling. Every 10th person you pass on the street believes it. Consider this for a moment. Just how pervasive, how extensive is New Age thinking? Well, it's been said that about 25% of the U.S. population hold some New Age beliefs. Now, doesn't sound like much. That makes up, now listen, the third largest religious group in America. It's important for you to recognize even the most disguised forms of the New Age. So, while sounding religious, teachings that declare that people have all they need within themselves, that's anti-biblical, that's anti-Jesus, that's anti-God. Now, they may not be advocating a new religion, but they claim to shed more light and add depth of understanding to existing religion, and they open an alternative path to spirituality. Now, your Creator tells you plainly by His Word that the way of man is not in himself. It's not in man who walks to direct his own steps. Do you know one reason why the New Age has become so popular? One of the latest examples is known as the Oprah effect. A personal recommendation by Oprah Winfrey is the most powerful commercial force in the world of publishing. What do you think happened when Oprah told her television audience that the book, A Course in Miracles, was one of her favorite books? Well, it skyrocketed right to the top of the New York Times bestseller list. In fact, she bought 1,000 copies and handed them out to her studio audience, thinking she's doing a great thing. Now, this appears to be a religious book. Yet those who finish the course can have a wholly misdirected spiritual mindset, a New Age worldview that includes the belief that there's no sin, there's no evil, there's no devil. Yet this is not legitimate. In reality, it's the truth of the Bible turned upside down. Now, can you imagine a book that's promoted to enlighten you and to help humanity work through these troubled times was believed to be delivered by channeled teachings? Now, in other words, it was conveyed by some spirit that supposedly spoke through a professor back in the 1960s and was written down for us today. Ridiculous. God unmistakably warns you that in latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy. Don't fall for the hoax. This course is not a new revelation from Jesus. This Jesus bears no doctrinal resemblance to the Jesus of the inspired Word of God. The real Jesus, he predicted that many would come in his name saying, "I am the Christ," and will deceive many. It's happening all around us. Don't be taken in by it. One of the latest developments is mass promotion of the New Age spirituality on the internet. Live webcasts take anyone who wants to listen through a New Age book, a chapter a week. Live classes taught by celebrities and so-called spiritual teachers. So where do they learn spiritual knowledge? Nobody knows. But millions are fed this New Age spirituality poison every week. Your Bible reveals that such teachers are imposters that will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Now here's the basis for their teaching. The people of the earth must awaken to a new state of consciousness to save the planet. It's mandatory for the salvation of the earth. A better world, discovering a new perspective within us, becoming illuminated to the secrets of life, all seem good. Yet God's Word unequivocally says, "To the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, it's because there is no light in them." Mixing truth and error is still error, and it's dangerous. The Almighty God of the universe gives us direction and guidance for salvation and peace. The key is obedience to God. Jesus said, if you want to enter life, keep the commandments. Achieving higher consciousness will not save the world. Crystals, cards, New Age spiritual teachers, they can't bring it about. It can only come through the Jesus Christ of your Bible. Salvation is found in no else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Stay tuned, and we'll discuss how the New Age will affect your life.
Who is behind the universe? By what power is everything made that we see? Only the one who made the heavens and the earth can tell us. Get a complete and logical picture of who God is by tracing what He says about Himself throughout the Bible. Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632 or go to beyondtoday.tv for your free copy of the Bible's answers to the question, "Who is God?" Does God really exist? Scientists now say you can prove it. What's the best way to rear your children for success? Questions need positive answers to the world's greatest issues and your personal ones as well. That's what you'll get when you get your free subscription to the Good News Magazine. Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go to beyondtoday.tv for your free subscription. You'll be glad you did.
Do you know your life's purpose? That's the latest hook for the new spirituality leaders attempting to try to help you understand your place in life. But can the sweeping phenomenon of the New Age spirituality really explain your purpose? Can you understand your purpose by awakening your inner being? Plain and simple, no. Spiritual understanding comes from the one and only true God. Your Bible says that the Lord gives wisdom. From His mouth come knowledge and understanding. Can answers to impossible questions be found through awakening your consciousness? Do you hold a personal puzzle piece that will combine with the planetary puzzle to create a new earth? That's what this new brand of an old spiritual snake oil would like you to believe. But it's just not true. The New Age has no foundation in true Christianity. Now, it may try to reinterpret the Bible. It will use religious-sounding terminology. But it's a modern product of ancient mystery pagan religions. This movement fulfills in part a warning prophecy of God. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things. So how can you be watchful? You have to begin by answering the question, what is truth? Is anyone's idea of truth just as good as another? Where do you find truth? Here it is. John 17:17. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. You see, the Savior of all mankind said that the inspired word of God is your guidebook for truth. Jesus Christ was clear. The Holy Bible is spiritual fact. The truth of God. You see, Jesus' own teaching was clear. It was open. It wasn't hidden in secret. You have to realize the New Age spiritual teachers and even other religious leaders do not teach the same truth. Jesus holds the only claim to exclusive truth. That's where you need to start. Do you believe it? If so, we can thank God continually because when you received the Word of God which you heard from us, you accepted it, not as the Word of men, but as it actually is, the Word of God, which is at work in you who believe. You see, New Agers try to redefine the Bible. Watch out. They'll tell you that the solution is oneness. Everything that exists is of one essence, and that one essence is God. All things are a different form of that essence and that energy, that consciousness, or that force. So to them, all is God, and God is all. Now, can you imagine someone telling you that you're not who you say you are? That's what they do to God. Since God is an impersonal force, consciousness, or an energy, He's not your Father. He's not a creator. He's not a sustainer of the universe. So do you see the scam? Don't be hoodwinked into thinking God is your inner self or your inner voice or self-realization. He is not. He's not Mother Earth. He's not the sun. He's not the moon. He's not the stars. The all-powerful, all-knowing creator of the universe tells you in His word of truth, I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me. Let's look at a specific example. The New Age spirituality, they would tell you that love is God. Now, that's a nice sentiment, but do you see the problem? Your Bible says that the truth is this. God is love. Now, that's the opposite. God's holy, righteous character expresses real love, helping us to understand His true nature as a loving Father. You see, it's a subtle and deceitful difference. But that's why we're told, beware that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. Watch out for dishonest terminology. Does everyone mean the same thing when they refer to Christ? No. Here's the truth. Jesus Christ is the one and only Son of God, our Lord and Savior. But many New Age writers believe that there have been many Christs, such as Buddha, Muhammad, Confucius, Jesus, Krishna, and many, many others. Some say everyone's true being is the Christ. See, they just have to come to that self-realization. Yet, that's disgraceful blasphemy. God also has highly exalted Him and given Him, talking about Jesus, the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That's the truth. Jesus is Lord. He is Savior. He is King. So be careful. Don't be conned. New Agers are not teaching the God or Jesus Christ of your Bible. They misinterpret the doctrine of God and often twist the meaning of Scripture. This is especially evident when it comes to the purpose of your life. Let's notice the differences. New Age spirituality says, man is not sinful since his true essence is divine and perfect, and he needs only to awaken to his inner divinity. God says, for we have sinned. In these ways we continue and we need to be saved. But we're all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are like filthy rags. That's how innately good mankind is. We are far from perfect, and our history shows it. Now the New Age says, man should obtain spiritual instruction directly from the spirit world, whether through crystals, channeling, psychic, spiritual teachers, or whatever. Yet God says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. You see, true spiritual instruction comes from the Bible, the inspired word of God. That's the authentic guide that you need. The New Age says, you don't need deliverance from sin. At death, you're reincarnated into another form to continue spiritually evolving. Yet God says, you need a Savior. It's through the sacrifice of Christ that eternal life is possible. God has the ultimate purpose in mind for you. He wants you and his family forever. He tells us that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. In other words, God's goal for you is to literally become his son or daughter in the kingdom of God and rule with Jesus Christ to serve our God. So get to know God's plan for you. Protect yourself from false teachings. Don't be taken in by counterfeit spirituality. Be on guard. Commit yourself to truth. Make it your objective. Do you know your Bible? Get to know it better. Then you can dedicate yourself to develop a close relationship with the one true God and His Son, Jesus Christ. That is true spirituality.
Who is behind the universe? By what power is everything made that we see? Only the one who made the heavens and the earth can tell us. Get a complete and logical picture of who God is by tracing what he says about himself throughout the Bible. Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632 or go to beyondtoday.tv for your free copy of the Bible's answers to the question, Who is God?
There is a new age coming to this world. It's not coming through an inner awakening or some higher consciousness. At the end of this age, Jesus Christ will return to the earth and establish the kingdom of God. Learn about it. The Creator God wants you to be a part of that kingdom, in His family, forever. Thanks for watching.
For the free literature offered on today's program, go online to beyondtoday.tv. Please join us again next week on Beyond Today.